the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
590 WKZO, good Saturday morning, and welcome to Bird Watch, brought to you by Odell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center, right there at 12th Street and Milam Road, and by the River Lake Inn. Joining us in the studio for this week's edition of Bird Watch, Roger Taylor.
Hi, Tim. How
good
you
morning.
Doing?
Good.
Nice day out there again.
It's a beautiful morning.
Boy, this has been a good summer. Yeah, cool. Very seldom gets above 80.
All right.
You're a hot weather person?
It's not July anymore. It's August now.
Yeah, this should be the dog days.
This should be warm and hot and sticky and all that stuff
that goes along with summer.
And
it's not.
And it's not. All right.
Hey, let's get going.
All right.
As usual, we're going to do the Birdwatch trivia question right at the get-go. And last week, we found that the longest-lived hummingbird ever recorded was banded over near Jackson at Waterloo. Hmm. And this morning's question will be easy if you were paying attention last week.
Aha.
Last week, we accepted a close answer. This week, you got to tell us exactly how old that hummingbird was that we talked about a week ago. And I mentioned specifically in one decimal point beyond full years exactly how old that hummingbird was. And if you can replicate that answer today, a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend is yours.
Okay.
And a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a friend with you, your meal is half price. And all you got to do is have been listening last week and paying attention.
Okay.
And so to one decimal point, you have to be accurate. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. And tell us exactly how old the longest-lived hummingbird, ruby-throated hummingbird, ever recorded was when it was banded.
Okay, again, the number, if you think you know the answer, 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. First person in this morning is Ted right here in Kalamazoo. Good morning, you're on 590 WKZO.
Hey, Ted in Kalamazoo, how are you?
I'm great. Morning.
Got a guess. Well, it better not be a guess.
I think you said 9 years, 7 months.
Close, but no cigar. But thanks
all
for
right.
giving it a shot.
Did you go see that Blue Grosbeak yet?
No, I didn't, but they're already on my life list, so I didn't really have a need to rush out there. But we are going to talk about that here in just a minute. But,
great. Have a good day, Roger.
Thanks, Ted.
I appreciate the call, Ted. Stay tuned in. Mary in Lawton, good morning.
Hey, Mary, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Roger.
Nice in Lawton this morning?
It's beautiful.
All right.
Beautiful. Could it be 9.3?
Oh, so close, but no, I'm sorry.
I just want to tell you just something quick.
Sure.
My neighbor and I both have hummingbird nests in our trees. It is so cool.
Life is good.
Life is good.
Fun to watch.
It sure is.
Cool. Well, thanks for giving it a shot.
Okay, Roger. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks for the try, Mary. Back to Kalamazoo. And Helen, good morning. You're on 590 WKZO.
Helen, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good.
9.4?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh,
but
okay.
Nice try.
Thanks.
We need to be exact this week.
All right.
Thanks.
Actually,
go ahead.
That's all right. I had my chance.
No, no. Do you have a question or something?
No, thanks.
Oh, okay.
I just enjoy the program very much.
Oh, well, thanks for listening.
Okay, bye-bye.
We appreciate it, Alan. Head out to Fisher Lake. Bob, good morning. You're on 590 WKZO.
Good morning.
Hi, Bob. Things are always good on Fisher Lake, so I'm not even going to bother to ask.
You're right.
Do you have a guess?
12 years old.
No, I'm sorry. But thanks for giving it a try.
Thank you.
You betcha.
All right. Appreciate the call, Bob.
Yeah, we mentioned specifically, and we've had a couple of answers that were very close, but we used a specific number to one decimal point. And if you can call 382-4280-877-382-4280 with the correct answer, you get a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from Waddell's. That's the only place you can get it. And you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn. Let's go back to the phones. And exactly how old was the hummingbird banded a little over a week ago near Jackson?
Here's Robert in Kalamazoo.
Hey, Robert.
Hi, good morning. Is it 9 years, 1 month? 9.1?
No, I'm sorry. You're very close, but not exact. But thanks for giving it a shot.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
I'll give you a hint. We have now bracketed the correct answer.
Okay.
If you were paying attention to the wrong guesses, you should be able to figure this one out. 382-4280-877-382-4280.
Well, let's see if Shirley in Bronson can pinpoint it for us. Good morning. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hi, Shirley.
Good morning. We think it's 10.4.
No, I'm sorry.
No. Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for the try, Shirley. Back in Kalamazoo, it's Bob. Good morning.
Good morning, Roger.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about 9.2?
Bingo! We have a listener, a winner. We have a listener.
There we go.
Yeah, we have a listener, too. But yes, 9.2 years was the correct answer, and you were paying attention last week. And for getting it right, a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend is yours. And
right.
A
Roger,
gift certificate.
I've been feeding the Hummers, too, but I lost that little cork in that little tube. Somebody made them up, and they were like in pop bottles. Do you know where I can get one of those replacement tubes?
I'm not certain exactly what we're talking. Oh, the bent glass tube.
Absolutely.
Okay. I believe is the key word there, that Waddell's carry them.
I'll check them out, Roger.
You might want to let your fingers do the walking and check it out first. But I know they carry a lot of spare parts, and they may be able to help you out. If not, they could perhaps order one for you or get one.
Great, Roger. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for calling. And there the trivia question is answered. Yes, the oldest ever recorded hummingbird in Michigan or in the United States, 9.2 years right over near Jackson.
590 WKZO. We'll continue on with Roger and this morning's edition of Bird Watch. Comments and questions, 382-4280-1877, 382-4280. And once again, congratulations to Bob, this morning's trivia question winner. Now is a great time to add bright bloomers to your outdoor living area. You'll love the new hydrangea variety that bloom over and over throughout the summer. Beautiful addition to your garden would be a quick fire or pinky winky hydrangea shrubs. That's what they are. These repeat bloomers start out with white flower that turns light pink, then to dark pink. Don't miss the wedding gown hydrangea loaded with huge flowering white bulbs. Another easy care choice for blooms throughout the summer are rose bushes. You'll love the new ever-blooming home run or the easy rose bush varieties. The beauty that is sure to attract butterflies to your landscape is the butterfly bush. Waddell's carries several sizes and shades of pink purples that are fragrant, easy to care for, like the look of berries. Well, exceptional berry-bearing bushes are in stock, ready to add interest to your landscape, including the blue-bearded blue muffin and the coral-bearded St. John's wort. Come to Waddell's, stroll through the blooms, and visit their certified nursery specialists who are always glad to assist you in selecting the right plant to add some color to your summer landscape. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center, Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
Pinky Winky.
That's what it is.
You didn't make, you just
no,
made that
I
up.
Did not make that
you
up.
You did too.
I
Pinky
did not.
Winky.
I'll confirm that with Andy when he joins us later.
All right.
You can do dinner in a lot of places, but if you want to make it an experience, do dinner at the River Lake Inn of Colon. River Lake Inn is designed to satisfy your senses in so many ways, thanks to the incredible collection of trails, gardens, wildlife. To enhance your dining experience, enjoy the hummingbirds soaring to the windows and the feeders. Watch the butterflies and the purple martins dance through the gardens. And, of course, the fabulous food as well. And you can enjoy the meal in one of their three dining rooms or outside on the deck. August fabulous features include Pittsburgh prime rib, shrimp scampi, fresh Scottish salmon, and, of course, your choice of potato and full salad bar. Do you need a napkin over there, Roger?
Yes, I'm drooling.
That's okay, here you go.
Wait till you get to the carrot cake.
Speaking of that, the desserts, oh, the strawberry shortcake and the great selection of homemade pies. So just don't do dinner. Make it an experience at the River Lake Inn, 767 Ralston Road in Colon. Open Monday through Saturday, 4 until 10, Sunday from noon until 8.
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, because I like birds.
590 WKZO, as we continue with this morning's edition of Birdwatch. Of course, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Florist, Garden, and Bird Center, and by the River Lake Inn. Head back to the phones, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
All right, first up is Jack, right here in Kalamazoo. Good morning, Jack.
Hi, Jack. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. First of all, Tim, thank you for the ball scores.
Oh, no problem.
And, Roger, this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
You say I'm a big sports fan, and yesterday I reading in the Sports Illustrated, 1.1 million is the amount the Minnesota Audubon Society has asked the Vikings to spend on bird-proof glass for their new stadium opening in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, if it was me, I'd just put pictures of Hillary Clinton up there.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just wondering what you think about it. What is your definition of bird-proof glass, please?
It is glass that doesn't show a complete reflection. At least the reflections of it are muted, or there are some transparent lines in the glass, but something to alert birds that there's glass there. Birds hit glass when they see a reflection of sky or trees, and they think they're flying into sky or trees, and then hit glass. That's what happens for the most part. And I saw a picture of the design of that facility, and it is going to be a bird magnet in a negative sense of the term. And I think the bird-proof glass is one way to address the issue. And if that's more cost-effective than a redesign of the building. But I think we as humans need to accommodate our neighbors here on the this planet. And if we know certain things we build in certain ways have a huge impact on other species who have a right to live on this planet, then I think we need to address some of those issues. And especially in the NFL, where so many of the teams play homage to birds using birds as their mascot, it seems appropriate to me that something be done with that facility to not kill millions of birds.
Well, my comment there is, I agree with you. For the total cost of the build, for the structure, it seems like a very small amount.
Yeah, a very small percentage.
Roger, thank you.
You betcha. No, I think we as humans need to learn to live with the other species that we ride this rocky spaceship with. Back to the phones.
All right, that we shall. And Comstock, it's Betty. Good morning. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hey, Betty. How are you?
Hi, Roger. I have a question right away, quick-like. I just love the goldfinch and had many until the last couple of years. They're kind of slowing down. But my question is, I need a new feeder, and I cannot find any that is what I call a genuine finch upside-down feeder. Mm. It looks like all of the openings are for other birds also.
Yeah, there was at one point when I used to have a store that they were available. I don't know if that product has gone off the market. But another approach you may try is that there are screen or mesh thistle feeders that have no perches whatsoever. And that would be a way of working with goldfinch. The other birds that will eat thistle need to sit upright in their normal fashion to eat. Goldfinch, because they eat off blades of grasses that fall over with their weight, can eat upside down. I can eat ice cream upside down. And so if you can't find that feeder, then look for one of the mesh feeders that would at least semi-discriminate against anything other than a goldfinch.
Mm-hmm. And little chickadees would come, too.
Yeah. Chickadees are going to be one of the birds that can eat at a thistle feeder with no perches, because they can cling right to the side of a tree as a woodland bird. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to be an exception to that rule. But house finch, which tend to monopolize thistle feeders in some yards, have great difficulty not having a perch to sit on. And so if you can't find that upside-down thistle feeder, then try one of the mesh feeders. I really like them. I think it keeps the seed in better condition because it all dries out. It's all exposed to air. Yeah. And so you have less mold problems.
Well, I appreciate your hint. I'll be looking for the mesh feeder. I hate to put tape over the other holes on a new one.
And then drill a new hole under the perch. Yeah, that may be your only option. I really don't know if that feeder has gone off the market.
Every store I've looked in has. I wonder if they're made out of the country and these people don't understand our birds or what.
No, there was only one small company that made that feeder. And many as the number of bird stores has declined with the economy, they may not be in business anymore. It wasn't a big manufacturer that made that feeder in the first place.
I'll have to get on the internet, I guess, and see what I can find out.
There you go.
Oh,
hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Well, I guess we'll talk about the blue grosbeak next week. But the thing, the takeaway from this is, isn't it great we've got the trail system? Because if it hadn't been for the Kalamazoo Valley Trail, River Trail, we never would have known that bird was here. And so think of this as interesting, a rare bird was sighted, but boy, what a neat thing having a trail system is. We'll talk to you next week, Roger at wildbirdradio.com for an email question or post a question on my Facebook page.
All right, thank you very much, Roger, and of course we will tune in next Saturday morning, same time. First half of the 8 o'clock hour, Birdwatch. Each and every Saturday morning brought to you by Waddell's Nursery Floral Garden and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Milam Road and by the River Lake Inn. Check news with WKZO Newsroom. Get you updated on that AccuWeather forecast and that Around the Home project that you have going. Well, Greg Crawford will join us and help you out. 590 WKZO, 59 degrees in Kalamazoo. That's when you know that he'll be here.